24 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, Yawm al-Thulatha. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved, respected teacher, Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, verses 21 to 23. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Joseph, peace be upon him, is sold to the travelers, and they are going from Palestine towards Egypt. So they don't know who this youngster is, but they know one thing, that how handsome he was. His beauty was something that was striking. And now when they reach there, so he is sold to the slave market. Imagine a Nabi of Almighty Allah, the vicissitudes, the ups and downs of life he has to go through. And now he's in a slave market. And whenever people see him, he's put on auction. They realize, but this is no ordinary person. His handsomeness, the best in the world and most impressive in the world at that time. So remember, everybody is bidding, some bid in a meager amount, some of them very high. Then one of the ministers of the government realized that there's something going on there in the slave market. He went, and he's a minister, so he gave the optimum maximum amount and he purchased him. So Almighty Allah mentions it from there now. Now that was the last time Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, saw Palestine, his homeland Canaan, and his father, remember now, crying, weeping, where is my handsome Yusuf? Weeks, days, years, decades pass, and then we will continue. So chapter 12, verses 21 to 23, وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِسْرَى. Lo and behold, this minister, Aziz, he was, title was Aziz, a big minister, and he had no children. It's not mentioned in the Quran Sharif, it's not mentioned in authentic saying and ahadith and sunnah and nabawiyyah of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the books of history and some commentators have mentioned that this minister, his wife's name was Zulaykha. So remember, it's not mentioned in Quran Sharif, it's not mentioned in authentic ahadith, it's mentioned by some ulama and in books of history. His wife's name was Zulaykha. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِسْرَى. And the person who purchased him, purchased the slave Joseph in his youth there in Egypt, لِمْرَأَتِهِ, he told his wife, wife Zulaykha, أَكَرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ, you must honor him, Give him very, very nice shelter. Make everything comfortable for him. Meaning boarding, lodging, everything. His intention was very, very sincere. He realized something extraordinary about this youth and something special. Asa ayyanfa'ana aw nattakhidahu walada. Maybe he will be of benefit to us, or we will adopt him as our son. So we don't have children. So this is part of the divine plan. وَكَذَلِكَ سَمَلَلِي مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is how we establish the authority for Yusuf alayhi salam on the land. فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the land of Egypt. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. Jacob. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam told him after he saw the dream, وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. Allah will teach you the interpretation of the dreams and so forth. Here Allah Jalla Wala is giving him the bushra and the bisharat and the glad tidings. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ, and we will teach you. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun. Only Almighty Allah can teach directly everything. Who else can do that? We have to go to a teacher. We have to go have some curriculum and syllabi. So Allah Ta'ala stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, and we will surely teach you min ta'wilil hadith, the interpretation of the dreams. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Allah alone is in control of His matters and affairs. As the haramis, the zionists, the jutlas, la'anahum Allah, the cursed nation. Wallahu ghalibun ala amrihi. Almighty Allah alone, He is in charge, in control. It's His authority, sovereignty. Walakinna aktharan nasi la ya'lamun. But majority of the people, they know not. They think we in control. The doctor thinks he's in control. The politician thinks he's in control. None of us are in control. Everything is only, solely, exclusively in the control and under the control. Our health, our wealth, our honor, our dignity, our disgrace, whatever it is, everything comes from Almighty Allah. Allah protect us min su, min sharri al-qadr, from terrible taqdeer. Wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. Also hadith mentioned in Mustad Ahmad. Walamma, now he is growing up. Now she is Zuleikha, let's call her Zuleikha. She is seeing this young personality. Every day he's growing up. His handsomeness is enhancing and is increasing. Now she's looking at him. She is like the foster, the adopted mother. Don't say foster mother, say like adopted mother. And she's looking at the adopted son. We just use this term for you to understand. There was no real adoption, but just to make you understand. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ. And when he reached his manhood, now he is 15, 17 years old. So now he's very powerful in the prime of his life. آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We gave him the wisdom. We gave him the power and the knowledge to pass verdicts. We gave him the knowledge. So everything Allah Ta'ala blessed him. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجَزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And similarly, we reward those who fulfill their duty with beauty. Do things for the sake and pleasure of Allah. Don't try and curry favor and bootlick people. Allah will disgrace you in front of those very people. Do for the love of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah. Never mind people criticize us. Then see how Allah gives us honor. That is the system. Everything comes from Almighty Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Ya Allah, you give honor to whomsoever you wish. You disgrace whoever you wish. Now she's seeing this man, so handsome. Never saw such a handsome personality. Many an occasion came, she was alone with him. And that day she told the workers, Khadimat, whoever you don't come. Like today when people want to have an affair, then they will give them off and say, Hambakaya, you go home and so forth. So that day she's alone with him. So what does she do? She, Zuleikha, she what she did. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا, and she seduced him. هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا, he was in her house. So now he is there, he is pure, he is chaste, he is ma'soom. Divine protection, Almighty Allah protects him. Me and you are not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Read with me, O Ummah. Allahumma hassin, Allahumma hassin. O beloved Allah, protect and fortify. Farji, my private part. Hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Today people just use their rifles anywhere. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا نَفْسِهِ. You must come and fulfill my lust and desire. I am burning with passion and desire. You must do that. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ, she closed all the doors, all the windows, everything. No real escape for him. It's like he's trapped there inside. And she is burning with desire and passion. وقالت, and she says, هَيْتَ لَكْ, come to me. Come to me, Yusuf. And nobody is here. This is a Nabi. This is a messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. One of those people who will be under the shade of Allah Himself, the hadith says. فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّ وَرَجُلٌ دَأَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. That person, the woman seduces him, calls him, and she's a lady of high rank and status, belonging to the highest strata of society. She's a paragon of beauty. And that person says, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah. So he says, he told, she told him, hey Talak, come, come, you come. Call Yusuf alayhi salam. Joseph answers, Ma'ad Allah, I seek the protection of Allah. Only Allah can help me. Whenever we're in a tight spot, ask Allah for his help and assistance. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Mathwai. Two translations. Innahu Rabbi, that he, your husband, the Aziz, he is my master, and he treats me so well, Ahsana Mathwai. And you want I must commit breach of trust? How can that be? Oh, innahu Rabbi, he, Almighty Allah, is my sustainer, nourisher. He granted me all these benefits, bounties and favors and conferred it. How can I go and break the law of Almighty Allah? Allah protects him, he places his trust in Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ, Allah will never give success to those people who are the oppressors and those who go and taint themselves with vices and sins. What happens next, inshallah, tomorrow. So remember for me and you, Allahumma hassin farji. Let's go to the snakes of the world, the head and the tail. Now you go to a place called Nashville in America. Nashville is the city, Tennessee is the big area there, like the province or whatever you. Now you need to understand the background of this incident. There was a school shooting yesterday in this place here. And this is a private Christian school. So this girl here, you want to call her a girl, you want to call her a lady, you want to call her a female, is up to you. You will see why I'm saying that. She went with the guns blazing, not one, but the guns blazing, and she shot three children, you know, like minors, very young, and three adults, six people dead. End of the story. Who is this lady? I call her a Christian terrorist. Imagine it was some Muslim or some Arab person. The world's media should be there. Then Muslim terrorist killed six. Now we say Christian terrorist. But go into the history, geography of this girl. Why am I emphasizing that? This lady was transgender. He was Steve. So she was born as Steve, she became transgender, she became Eve, she schooled in this place here, something happened there, they treated her badly, maybe they mocked her, that you are Steve, what you doing here is Eve and whatever you. She said, I'm going to fix you all up. And then she came yesterday, well planned. And remember, she pulled the guns out and they shot her dead also. So remember, originally male, transgender became female. So that's why Islam says it's haram. It can never ever be a means for success. You will always lead a troubled lifestyle because you're going and playing against the laws of Allah. Chapter 4, verse 119. Satan, Lucifer, Iblis, when he was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never to see it again, he took an oath and said, I'm promising you, Ya Allah, I take an oath, I will change them, they will change the creation of Allah. Let's go to the haramis, let's go jutlas. What you're saying, all you jutlas, you listening, you haramis, listen properly now. Israel on the verge of civil war. So what happens? I like to give you the whole story. So 9 o'clock, you must remember, Sunday night, he, Bibi, the crime minister of Israel, fires Gallant, his defense minister. 10 o'clock Sunday night, the crowd comes, the protest starts. And you know, it carried on Sunday night, it carried on yesterday. Do you know how many people? Saturday night was 630,000. Sunday night, yesterday, was 700,000 jutlas. So they told him, Bibi, you better withdraw, otherwise blood will be spilled here. So he has a meeting, and then remember, Ben-Gui tells him, if you're not going to push through the judicial reform, I resign. Ben-Gui has got 6 seats there in the Knesset. He pulls out, he loses his majority, finished, they'll have to call for new elections. So Bibi says, fine, the crime minister, all haramis, terrorists, Allah Ta'ala's curses on them. He says, fine, then we will push it through, but not now, after the Passover next month, when the religious holidays are finished. Muslims are in Ramadan, they're not bothered about that. Christians are in Easter, they're not bothered about that. They have their Passover, Pesach, as they call it in Hebrew. So remember, they cut a deal. Who? This is Ben-Gui and Bibi. Smotrich says, we must carry on, we are the majority. You lost the majority. So remember, there was a complete shutdown yesterday. The airport closed, doctors on strike, universities closed, schools closed, everything, you must remember. So we say that well done, jutlas, not for the Palestinians, well done for fighting among yourself. That is what Quran taught us 1400 years ago. Surah chapter 59, verse 14, Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally divided, fragmented. Zalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They got no brains, that's why. 1 million plus homes in Ukraine destroyed already. Putin is putting them in the right place. Ecuador, big floods there, rain there, 16 people dead in mudslides. Kamala Harris, now America is sending its high-powered politicians there to Africa. Why? They say Russia is controlling too much. China is controlling too much and too much influence. We must counter that. So Kamala Harris gives 100 million to West Africa and says you must fight terrorism and extremism. Extremism means you must fight Islam. So Bibi delays it, and remember, the people surrounded his house, wherever they are, the thousands and hundreds of thousands, they shouting there, democracy, democracy, shame, shame on you. So the Israeli opposition is in the majority, according to the latest polls. You see these haramis, they will never stop. Yesterday, they injured 6 Palestinians in Huwara, there in the West Bank. Allah, Jalla Wala, give them shifa. Allah, I'm telling you now, in our lifetime, inshallah, inshallah, Israel will be wiped off the map, inshallah. Ameen. You jutlas, pack up and go get your passports. All that settlements, my brothers, sisters, children are coming there, and they're going to live there. Germany grinds to a halt yesterday. Remember that, no bus, no cars, nothing moving there, basically, in some parts of Germany. So the biggest economy in Europe falling apart. Today, 28th of March, France will come to a halt. Macron is seeing, you understand, Agarbati daytime, just like Sunak. So you must remember that. He's seeing stars daytime. All these are haramis and shaitans. You don't know what the meaning of harami? It means a big beep. Saudi Arabia, the bank chief resigns. Why? Because Credit Suisse fell. It has big impact on them, so their chief also resigns. Saudi and their foreign minister and Iranian foreign minister are going to meet this Ramadan. Can you believe these two shaitans? Both are murtads, you must remember that. Anybody agrees word MBS is out of the fold of Islam and you what his policies. People spend millions to go to Mecca, they allowed one Umrah per trip. It's your father's haramdas. So you must remember, make appointment for Umrah, make appointment to go to Riyazul Jannah. So all this here is just marriage of convenience. It won't last long. Now look at this Pakistani guy. What a thing he pulled off. His name Hamza Yusuf. His forefathers, all of them hail from Pakistan. He became a politician and he won there in Scotland. He became the first minister and he said, we going for independence. So Sunak is shaking there. Sunak is a Pakka Hindu, 100% supporter of Modi. This Pakistani guy comes and he wins in Scotland and he beats all the whiteys and so forth. And he says, we will go for independence. We don't want to be part of Sunak. So what a smack in the face for them. So these are how, one by one, they're crumbling. May Almighty Allah have mercy. South Africa, big, big story. Be very careful where you put your money. So remember, there is a bank. That bank is called Habib Overseas Bank. Habib Overseas Bank. If you got money there, you better go find out what's happening. It's under curatorship and they say they made lot of gabgal. You don't understand gabgal is our terminology. That they violated lot of the financial rulings and the way they're supposed to do business. So now remember the people's money there. Allah alone knows. Will you get the full amount? Will you get half? Whatever. You go and find out. This is Habib Overseas Bank. So watch out. Hassinu amwalakum bizakat. Hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that protect your wealth and assets by the payment of zakat. 8:30 to 9 today, Mauna Zahid Khan with Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. 11 to 12, inshallah, the bliss of marriage. In our tafsir today, Surah Wal-Ad. Inshallah, Aziz, chapter 100.
I've got Brother Rowan. He says, morning to you, AK. He wants to know, what do you know about Istanbul, Ustad?
Istanbul is a beautiful country. Let me teach you of Istanbul, Brother Rowan. So Istanbul was called Islambul. What's the name? The Islam, the center of Islam. So you want to go there as a tourist, you have to visit the six places. Quickly, let me take you. You must go on the Bosphorus, right? So it is the oldest city in the world, half of it in Asia, half of it in Europe, okay? So you have to go there. Then you must visit, you must remember Hagia Sophia. It was a church and a mosque and a church and a mosque. Now it's a mosque, right? So very interesting history. You must go there. Then you must go to one museum there, Dolmabahçe. What's the name? Dolmabahçe. You got it, Rowan? So you must go there. Then you must go to Topkapi Museum. So for us Muslims, that is like a must almost. Must not meaning first, but we should go there. But it's very interesting. So you will find the Mubarak, the blessed Hay Mubarak, honorable Hay of the Master, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there, and many, many things of interest. Go there, Topkapi Museum. So that's number four. And then, if you want to visit the mosque and so forth, there's a person, Sinan. Write this name down, Ruan. You won't get it anywhere. What is name? Sinan. S-I-N-A-N. He built all the domes there. You know what he used? He used, you must remember, the legs of the elephant and so that for support. So he was one of the greatest architects and builders in the world. Sinan. So go and visit Suleiman Fatih Mosque and so forth. Then you will understand what is Islamic architecture. Number 5, number 6, I forget the numbers now. So because you took me to Istanbul, then you come back with the Turkish delights, you see. So what you must do is you go there to the Grand Bazaar. You must bargain with them. And the leather and all that, they're very good. And go visit Bursa. Lot of snow there and cable car and all that. You can go by car, you can go by plane. So, bon voyage, Rowan. Yeah. Then you see what is Islamic history. Our Ottoman Empire ran 3 continents from Turkey for 640 years. Go learn about this, Rowan.
Ustad, I want to know if I forgot to get up and then I do not eat. Can I fast as I got up late, just after Sehri, Ustad?
Yes, you must continue fasting. It's compulsory upon you. Why you wake up late? You must sleep early. Leave all the TV and the phones and all that shaitan. And you must get 4 or 5 people on my cell phone. I put 5, 6, 7 alarms there. Sometimes 5, sometimes 6. This one goes, this one go, this one go. And all go. Sometimes even I'm laughing. Can't you stop now? But I put the 5, 6 alarms there. So in that way there, you must remember early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. You must fast. Yesterday I give lessons here before iftar. So yesterday I did too many ahadis. One hadith very interesting for you. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited Irbaz bin Sariyah radiallahu anhu. He said, come here and you must come have suhoor sehri, the pre-dawn meal with me. Halumma ilal ghada il mubarak. It's a mubarak blessed meal. So I asked my brothers, we 30, 40, 60, 80 years old, how many of us ever invited somebody sehri time? So I told them, go to your wife and tell your wife she must invite the mother-in-law sehri time. You see? Then Allah Ta'ala will bring lot of muhabbat and so forth, because then both parties going to make dua and so forth. So remember, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you woke up late and it's still sehri time, just take jar'atuma, take one gulp of water, and that will also be suhoor. So yes, it's compulsory for you to fast. You won't die, inshallah. You will just be a little bit, you understand, thirsty, and just make istighfar. It's your fault. So why you woke up late? So you must fast. It's compulsory, brother.
I see Anthony says that, do Israeli soldiers have a reputation for being tough? Ustad,
they don't have a reputation for tough. They are the biggest bullies. They see a small boy, 10 years old, 12 years old, 10 police will come and surround him. Our Palestinian children are tough. They take them on with iman, faith, conviction in their hearts, and with stones in their hands. And they say, Jutla, Harami, come here, let us show you. And then they fire them from all sides. You see the stones coming. Therefore, you will never find an Israel army and soldier and so forth. Always they will have bulletproof, they will have guns, they will have all the things there. When they come with their jeeps and all that, it's got burglar guards right through, because our children of Palestine, our flowers of Palestine, they come and they say, we prepared to die. You're not prepared to die. You are the biggest harami and coward you are. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Do you know what our children say? I witnessed this myself. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. Khaybar took place, the battle, in the year, 7th year after Hijrah, during the month of Muharram. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions went. Sayyidina Ali played a prominent role. Therefore, his name, title is Fatih Khaybar. I went there, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. Children, 1400 years after that and more, they come and say, Jutla, Harami, Jew, Zionist, we remember Khaybar, and Khaybar is still inspiring us. We're coming to liberate the whole of Palestine, occupied Palestine. You see the Jutlas, what they say? You're telling me they are tough? They say, we're not going to serve under Netanyahu with his reform, judicial reform. It suits them fine because they know they're on a losing streak now. So, all you Jutlas, go for your second passport. Start preparing for your exit from Palestine if you know what's good for you. Otherwise, the Muslims, Palestinians, we instruct them. One settler, one soldier, one bullet, and that will settle the issue.
See, Ustad, my husband has a heart condition and he has to put a tablet under his tongue when he gets a very severe pain. Does the fast break, Ustad?
100% it will break, because what he'll have to do, he'll keep the tablet under his tongue, and then he's in so much pain, he will get drowsy, he will swallow all that. So then Allah give him shifa. You must read as an honorable wife 7 times Surah Fatiha. Tell him, O mother, O sister, tell your honorable beloved husband and all of you who are ill and sick, learn this one sentence, one ayat, one verse. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, in the 17th Supara and verse 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. He was ill and sick, according to the books of history, for 17 years. And he would cry, he would beg, petition Almighty Allah. Chapter 21, verse 83, Anni masaniya durru wa anta arhamur rahim. Ya Allah, you are the one that you see my condition. This calamity, catastrophe, distress has afflicted me. Wa anta wawhaliya. Whilst you alone, Ya Allah, you are the only one, most merciful one to show mercy. Tell him to read that. You read Surah Fatiha. The entire family reads, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi. Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Don't worry about how many times. You human, you know, 100 times this, 1,000 times this, 5. Just leave all that. Allah is not interested in that. Read with ikhlas and sincerity. So remember, read abundantly. And wa anta arhamur rahimin. Allah will give shifa. And I gave you the hadith just now. Da'u maradakum bi sadaqa. Said, give out charity for your people who are ill and sick. Mention, you must remember, in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood.
I see Barbara is with you this morning. She says, I hope you haven't forgotten myself and Craig. She says that, why did Henry Kissinger once say, to be an enemy of the US is dangerous, but to be a friend is fatal? Ustad, Barbara.
So you must remember, you experienced it. When I told you, Barbara and Craig, don't go to America, you told me I must fly a kite. So I flew my kite. And you went to America as whiteies. You don't want to live under African democracy. So you came back after 6 months, 1 year. You say, South Africa, lungi. Number one, you see. Because you know South Africa, how it functions. You just look left, right, is a red robot. You go through. America, you can't do that. It's fatal what Kissinger told you. They will charge you, they will take you to court and what and what, and everywhere these cameras, South Africa, the robot don't work, the camera don't work. You know how it goes. Now, Sister Barbara Craig, read, repeat with me. Repeat with me. Number one, Kissinger is a harami. You know harami, na? Big B. Number two, Kissinger is the biggest terrorist. What Kissinger said when he was Secretary of State, he said that we don't have friends. We only have interest. We will use people and then we will drop them. Remember that. See the Shah of Iran. See all these Arab tenpot dictators. One man taught him a lesson. He didn't know what to do. Kissinger comes to King Faisal, rahimahullah, Allah grant King Faisal. I saw him also. In 74, in 75, he became shaheed. And he was martyred by his nephew, also another harami, that nephew of his, agent of the West. So anyway, King Faisal told him, he told King Faisal in the early 70s, you must stop this oil embargo of yours because it's costing America too much. He said, I stop it today, and you must stop your Israeli army, and you must stop assisting them. I, King Faisal, want to read Salat in Majidul Aqsa. That is people of Iman. Not these haramis you got today, MBS and his kuffar government. You need people of Iman. He said, oh you jutlas, the whole world can stand with you, but I and my sons and my nation will still fight you. But he had too many expectations, and you know. So his own sons, you must remember Khalid, Faisal and them, all of them sold out. You must remember this. You must know what is really happening in the world. So Kissinger, 99 years old, 100 years old, and still a crooked person, as you can find. Last one.
Jacko, Ustad. Jacko, he says, so what happened to the Hottontons of South Africa? Do they still exist, Ustad?
Yeah, Monidari word the Khabirni. Remember that, Jacko's Nirechni. These are derogatory terms. You don't use these type of terms, you must remember. You see, Jacko, like this Jutlas, they are settlers. Did I say so? No. Go read the article of Gideon Levy in the Haaretz newspaper. He wrote that every settler is a, every Israeli, meaning Jutla, Jew is a settler. And then he writes in another article that these settlers who are carrying out attacks and all that, they want to steal more and more land against from the Palestinians. They're not even human. They are subhuman. That are the words of Gideon Levy. So you also, Yako, you can't speak of these people like that because they're dark in complexion. They're not white and so forth and so. That's your apartheid mentality, Yako. Does ni rechni om suata pratni. They are human beings, but you exploited them. You stole their land. You stole their resources, the white man. You know when Van Riebeeck came in 1652, the rest is no geschiedenis. The rest is no geschiedenis. The rest is history. So my Afrikaans is still all right. Even I'm surprised I remember that word. So you must remember that. So anyway, Jaco, niers nie recht nie om so te praat nie. Jylle het baie gesteel ook. So remember the whitey, they stole too much in South Africa also. Don't think they never stole. They also stole. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program. Quickly remember, 6 o'clock is the news, and then Moana Khalid, and then 7 o'clock will be Moana Zahid till 9, and inshallah today will be between 8:30 and 9, my brother Abu Bakr Rawat, 11 to 12, bliss of marriage, and inshallah 105 to 130 today in Tafsir, chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, a magnificent lesson, all of you should listen. Make dua for us, make dua for the Palestinians, make dua Allah decimate and destroy the Zionist entity. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtalin al-ghasibin. Amin ya rabbal alamin.